Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So with today being the auspicious appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jiva Goswami, and also Lord Vamadev, I'm going to just read a short passage from the 8th canto, verse number 18, excuse me, text chapter 18, text number 1, and that's on the board, so we'll read that. And I'll read the translation, and then I'll read the purport, and then we'll go on to read from the 7th Goswami, a biography of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So pretty much today, then, we're just going to be doing some reading. Okay. So, Sri Sukha Uvacha. Itam Vir... Thank you. Itam virincha avicha sutta kama virya pradur babu vamrita bor adityam chatur buja shanka gadabja chakra Vishangavasha Naliyat Te Shanaha Sri Sukha Uvacha Itam Virincha Stuta Karma Virya Pradur Baba Uvat Mrita Bur Adityam Chatur Bhuja Shanka Gadabja Chakra Pishanga Vasha Nalidyat Mate Shanaha. So I'll just read the word for word and the purport. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Sri Sukha Goswami said, Itam, in this way, virincha stuta karma virya, the personality of Godhead, whose activities and prowess are always praised by Lord Brahma. Pradurbhabhuva became manifested Amritabhu, whose appearance is always deathless, Adityam, from the womb of Aditi, Chatubhuja, having four arms, Shankagada Abja Chakra, decorated with conch shell, club, lotus, and disc, Vishangavashaha, dressed in yellow garments, Nalina Ayata Ishanaha, having blooming eyes like the petals of a lotus. Translation: Sukadev Goswami said, after Lord Brahma had thus spoken, glorifying the Supreme Lord's activities and prowess, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never subject to death like an ordinary living being, appeared from the womb of Aditi. His four hands were decorated with a conch shell, club, lotus, and disc. He was dressed in yellow garments, and his eyes appeared like the lotus, like the petals of a blooming lotus. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Amritabhu is significant in this verse. The Lord sometimes appears like an ordinary child taking birth, but this does not mean that He is subject to birth, death, or old age. One must be very intelligent to understand the appearance and activities of the Supreme Lord in His incarnations. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 9. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tat vitaha. One should try to understand that the Lord's appearance and disappearance and His activities are all divyam, or transcendental. The Lord has nothing to do with material activities. One who understands the appearance, disappearance, and activities of the Lord is immediately liberated. After giving up his body, he never again has to accept a material body, but is transferred to the spiritual world. Taktva dehan prana janma naiti mam eti sarjuna. And that's the second two lines of that verse from chapter 4, verse number 9. Okay. So now we'll go on and we'll hear some of the pastimes of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is a summary of life and qualities. The Thakur's biographers have summarized his life and the accomplishments in various ways, each of them exhibiting keen appreciations of various aspects of the character and the accomplishments of this Mahabhagavata and our beloved Acharya. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, gives a summary appreciation of the Thakur in a translation of a lecture given according to the text itself on Gaur Purnima in 1969. It was the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to spread the life and precepts of Lord Chaitanya in the Western countries. So, with this in view of publishing the book Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts, he sent copies to various universities' libraries. And one of the copies was found in the McGill University in Montreal. So, as I'm reading here, there's a lot of information here. Just try to remember one wonderful quality or one something of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life that you can remember throughout the day, and then share it with each other. At least just one time, go up to someone, you see them, "Oh Prabhu, this is what I heard read today. Can you share something with me that you heard in class today?" After 72 years, this book was found in the library by one of our students, and he brought it to me. From a materialistic point of view, I was born in a different family, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur belonged to a different family. And my spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, happened to be the fifth son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Although the home of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was actually the spiritual master of my spiritual master, still he recommended Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he was a young man of about 18 years old, that you go to Gaurakishore Das Babaji and become initiated by him. Bhaktivinod Thakur was a magistrate, and my Guru Maharaj belonged to a very respectable family. So he narrated the story before us. When he was recommended to be initiated by Gaurakishore Das Babaji, when he was recommended to be initiated by Gaurakishore Das Babaji. This Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj used to respect Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his guide. Therefore, we take it that in our disciplic succession, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur guided Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj initiated my spiritual master. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is accepted as the spiritual master of the spiritual master of my spiritual master. He is in the fourth generation Grand Man spiritual master. So since class started a little bit late because of Pushpanjali, I'm going to finish the class promptly at exactly 8:30. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, which Bhaktivinoda desired in 1896, and somehow or other coincidentally, I do not know what was his desire. I was also born in that year. And by Krishna's desire, I came to the disciplic succession, to Saraswati Thakur, and he asked me to go to the Western countries and preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. The spiritual line understanding is different. The spiritual line of understanding is different from the materialistic point of view. The idea is that I was born in a different family and Guru Maharaj was born in a different family. Bhaktivinoda was at that time a magistrate, a government servant. By Lord Chaitanya's desire, we have come in the same line of the disciplic succession. What was taught by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1896, that these teachings of Lord Chaitanya should be spread in the Western countries by chance or coincidence, it is now happening. And here we all are, continuing to do that very same activity, spreading Krishna consciousness in not only in the West, but all over the world. We should take it for granted that whatever is happening at the present moment is by my humble endeavor. It is all the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Therefore, on this auspicious ceremony of Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, it will be greatly beneficial for us to hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur what he wrote 72 years before. And after 72 years, being a humble servant in that line, I am trying to distribute his teachings. There is a spiritual coincidence, and we should take advantage of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book. Practically, this Chaitanya movement was, of course, Lord Chaitanya inaugurating this movement 500 years ago. And after that, so many pseudo Chaitanyites depreciated the whole thing. But the Chaitanya movement in its pure form, as it is, was restarted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should take it that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the origin of the Krishna consciousness movement in its pure form. Bhaktivinoda wrote almost 100 books. Just imagine. He was a very responsible officer, a magistrate, and he was a grihastha. He also had many children. Altogether, he had how many children? 10. 10 children. And he had to take care of children. And the office of magistrate and extra religious work. Whenever I read about the great personalities, such as Srila Prabhupada, or I hear stories about Srila Prabhupada, when he would rise early at 1 o'clock or 1:30 in the morning and translate Srimad Bhagavatam, or when Srila Prabhupada would travel around the world preaching Krishna consciousness, setting up temples, giving classes, teaching us how to cook, teaching us how to worship the deity, initiating devotees, buying properties. Just go down the list in your own head. How many different activities Srila Prabhupada had? Think about what the different activities of what we just read that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had, all the responsibilities that he had. And I think about all the important activities that all the great souls in our line of disciplic succession had. And then sometimes I think I'm so busy that I don't have time to do other things. Well, compared to these great personalities, I have nothing to do. I'm doing very little. And what I get from this is because these personalities were empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do so many wonderful spiritual activities. They were empowered by Krishna. Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada so many people to help him spread Krishna consciousness in the West. But just think about what we have to do, and then these great personalities, what they did, and how they got so much accomplished merely because they were totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And look at the things that we can do as individuals. Now that we attend the morning program, we chant 16 rounds a day, follow the regulative principles, we're worshiping the deities. As we do this more and more and more, and we focus on Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and those instructions coming from the line of disciplic succession, we too will be able to accomplish more and more. So again, going on and reading about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was made superintendent of the temple of Jagannath because the government knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a highly advanced religious person. Whenever there was some religious question, he was consulted. In spite of all his responsibilities as officer or as family man with so many children, he executed his family life very nicely, and because he could not have produced a child such as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he executed his family life very nicely, or else he could have not produced a child such as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. At the same time, he served the Supreme Lord in so many ways. That is the beauty. He has written so many books, and in spite of cumbersome duties. That is the beauty of his life. He would come from the office in the evening and take his meals and go to bed. That was his program. And he'd sleep from 8 to 12 at night, 4 hours, then get up and write books until morning. That was his program. In this way, he wrote hundreds of books, some published, some in the course of being published. All this became possible because he was a sincere, faithful servant. Sincere, faithful servant. What a wonderful example. To write so many books with so many responsibilities for an ordinary magistrate is not possible. But because he was sincere, he got the strength from the Supreme Lord. One does not need to seek strength separate from the Supreme Lord. But if you are sincere, the Supreme Lord will give you sufficient strength. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought my Guru Maharaj to this world to be his son. He prayed to Lord Chaitanya that your preaching and teachings have become so much depreciated, it is not in my power to correct them. He prayed to Lord Chaitanya, and after his prayer, Lord Chaitanya sent my Guru Maharaj, his son. And he took up the matter very seriously. So sincerity and being serious. So we have this very wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. It's saving us from the cycle of repeated birth and death, janma ritu jara vyadi. So it's our duty to take up this process very seriously. This delightful summary of the Thakur's life by Srila Prabhupada certifies a very important point for our understanding, that the pure cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been lost for all practical purposes, and that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has reestablished the whole thing almost single-handedly. He also points out that it was the desire of Thakur Bhaktivinoda that the Krishna consciousness movement be spread all over the world. He thus credits this desire of the Thakur and Lord Chaitanya as resulting in the appearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada's own subsequent linking with the line of the Sipilic succession. Thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a result of the desire and grace of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as substantiated by Srila Prabhupada in the above statements. Prabhupada also puts stress on how the Thakur was given empowerment or strength by the Lord to write transcendental literatures for the benefit of the world. We see how Srila Prabhupada also followed wonderfully in this line. Executing the austerities of rising, early rising, for the composition of transcendental literature, he poignantly states, with respect to the Thakur's literary accomplishments, that he accomplished so much despite cumbersome duties, and that this was the beauty of his life. With last Saturday, being the celebration of Srila Prabhupada in Boston, arriving in Boston Harbor, and watching some of the footage that was on the internet, I was recalling what Srila Prabhupada went through to get from India to get here across the ocean on a freight liner, very small quarters, having to cook for himself, having to take care of himself, having no one with him. Of course, he wasn't alone because Lord Krishna was with him. Getting off at Boston Harbor, coming to New York, take time today to think about what all these empowered personalities did to spread Krishna consciousness in the West. And be thankful. Show gratitude. Because you all here are products of all that hard work that these Vaishnavas put in to please their spiritual masters. As I look at everyone here, I think to myself, you are all not ordinary people. Thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, I may have read this, I'll just continue, is a result of the desire and grace of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as substantiated by Srila Prabhupada in the above statements. Prabhupada also put special stress on how the Thakur was given empowerment or strength by the Lord to write transcendental literatures for the benefit of the world. We see how Srila Prabhupada also followed wonderfully in this line, executing the austerities of life of rising early for the composition of transcendental literatures. Okay. In his biography of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, written by Bhakti Kusham Shramam Maharaj, he identifies three major areas of the Thakur's achievements. First, his books and writings in various languages, dealing with the science of Krishna consciousness as found in the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the revealed scriptures. Second, the discovery of the Lord's actual birthplace. Third, the innovations he introduced for the purpose of preaching the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis throughout the world. Beyond this, the Thakur established the deities of Lord Chaitanya and Sri Mati Vishnupriya at Mayapur and in Godrumna Dvipa, his place of bhajan. He established and worshipped the deities of Gaur Gadadhar. He also personally preached about pure Krishna Bhakti, and his activities demonstrated his limitless enthusiasm and determination for broadcasting Vaishnav Dharma. These characteristics are all indications of his being an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll just read for another few minutes and then we'll finish. The Thakur was dedicated to the principle of truth from his childhood. Truth. It's a quality of a Brahmana. Shamo dhamma tapaso cham, shantir arjavam evacha, gyanam viganam astikam, brahma karma swabhavajam. Truthfulness is the first quality of a Brahmin. So Thakur was dedicated to the principle of truth from his childhood. His firm sense of responsibility in carrying out his duties, his ideal example of householder life, his eagerness to spend every moment possible cultivating and studying the science of Krishna consciousness, his punishing of the so-called avatar Vishakishen, despite several severe opposition, his checking the murderous activities of the Kanjar thieves in Vrindavan, his association and affection for those who are dedicated to the worship of Krishna, and his visiting of various villages for spreading the message of Lord Gauranga, both there before and after his government retired. All these examples were meant for the edification and inspiration of all sincere and intelligent persons. So there's quite a large book here to read and to discuss the life and the qualities of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But I'm going to stop here. And again, just try to take one thing that you remembered from this book that we read today and share it with other Vaishnavas on this very auspicious day. I want to thank you all very much for listening. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lord Vamandev, and Srila Jiva Goswami. Hare Krishna.